It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and blog comments. The number of adults in U.S. prisons hit a new high. A new Pew study revealed that 1 in 100 adults is in jail. Last week, we talked about what happens after long terms in prison with a number of former inmates. The show struck a nerve for Jaime, a listener from Portland, who wrote, "My nephew did 6 years for essentially a bar fight. He was 19, is now 26, has been out just over a year with 2 stints back in for breaking parole. He has no job skills, wasn't a good student, lives with his sister, is not allowed to drive or go to his home city at the victim's request. He is at the bottom with nowhere to go but up, but he isn't headed there. He is still essentially 19 years old, wants to make up for lost time, and has so few options. We are your basic middle-class people with no long generational history of crime. I never thought I would visit a prison in my lifetime. What can the future hold for him now? We are as lost as he is." Many inmates spoke about their fear of leaving the routine and relative safety of the life they knew in prison. Chris is a former corrections officer for the state of Missouri. He wrote about his own experience. "I had occasion to work with one offender who'd been in for over 40 years. He was convicted of murder. He was one of the quietest, most soft-spoken people I've ever known. He was about to parole out and confided in me that he was scared. He didn't think he could make it. He very pointedly stated that he was already planning a crime that wouldn't actually physically harm anyone, but would get him put back in prison. I left my position prior to his release, so I don't know how his story ended, but he wasn't the only one who felt that way." Another show that touched a chord, for a completely different reason, was our celebration of the 25th anniversary of Michael Jackson's Thriller album, though not everybody found that music so sweet, especially when it was on repeat. Joan in Connecticut related this story. "When our daughter was 11 years old, she brought the cassette tape of the Thriller album, which quickly became the background music to all of our lives. She played it constantly. From the moment she woke in the morning till the time she finally fell asleep at night, it was a Thriller-dominated environment in our house. The turning point came during a long family car trip to visit grandparents when her brother pushed the eject button on the car tape player, seized the cassette, and hurled it out of the window with astonishing swiftness. Since we were speeding along on the New York State Thruway at the time, we couldn't stop and retrieve the tape. We all traveled along in sweet, though shocked, silence for the rest of the trip after her cries of protest waned. It was a good lesson in democracy of the airwaves as the tape was ultimately replaced and played with moderation. I think I can still sing every word of that song, and I bet everyone else in the family can, too." Joan was not the only one subjected unwillingly to Thriller nights and days. Matt from Denver wrote us, "When I was about 10 years old, we just moved into a new house and we had a contractor fixing things up for us. My sister, mother, and I were crazy for the Thriller video. One day in the summer, it came on MTV. My mom went to get the contractor and forced him to sit with us and watch the whole 15-minute video. I can still remember his bewildered smile as he sat and watched Michael Jackson sing and dance with a zombie dance troupe while my mom talked with him about how great the video was. I could almost hear him thinking, 'Please, God, let this thing end so I could just go back to hanging the freaking drywall.'" If you're one of those that couldn't get enough of Thriller, you can always go back and hear our segment again. You can find our podcast by going to npr.org/talk. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.
At hand, creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's.